Over the last couple of days, Michael Cullen and I have been working, talking to our colleagues. In fact, that talk's been going on for a couple of weeks now about the ministerial portfolio responsibilities. And as you'll see, there has been a major reallocation because we are determined to renew and refresh the government. Experienced ministers certainly need new challenges, and we have a significant number of new ministers to fill slots, and we have signalled one retirement, and I don't rule out other changes in the course of the term. The key changes in allocation I have followed, I have set out in the statement. This full ministerial list is available as well, so I haven't in all cases spelt out every single last detail where people are retaining portfolios, but focused on the changes. To take you through those, the Deputy Prime Minister, Michael Cullen, continues as Minister of Finance and as Leader of the House, as well as becoming Minister for Tertiary Education. Obviously, there are significant issues to sort out there, and there is no better person for that job. The third-ranked Minister, Jim Anderton, takes on the major primary industry portfolios of agriculture, forestry and fisheries, together with biosecurity. I have been keen to see a more strategic focus by government on how we work alongside those major export industries which are critical to our economy and economic performance. And I believe the work that Jim has done in the economic development area makes him a very, very suitable candidate for that job. Steve Mahari will become Minister of Education and Minister responsible for the Education Review Office, and he keeps the responsibilities for Research, Science and Technology and the CRIs and Broadcasting. We are using Phil Goff's huge experience and credibility in international relations to go to the defence portfolio and disarmament and arms control. Also, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade has a substantial trade component which he will be responsible for, and he will become Minister for Trade Negotiations when Jim Sutton retires from that portfolio at the end of the year. And Phil will also carry on as Minister of Pacific Island Affairs. Annette King becomes the Minister of State Services. I've noted that that includes that work that State Services does on behalf of the government in the race relations area. She will be Minister of Police, and she will continue as Minister for Food Safety, and she will support Phil Goff, who inevitably with those jobs is going to be offshore somewhat, particularly with the Doha round work. Trevor Mallard takes over the cluster of portfolios Jim Anderton had around economic and industry and regional development. He will also be Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, carry on as Minister for Sport and Recreation, and continue as an Associate Minister of Finance to Michael Cullen. We are very interested in a significant expenditure review and value for money drive, and Trevor will have an important role to play in that. Pete Hodgson will be the Minister of Health and carry on with land information. Parakura Horomia continues as Minister of Māori Affairs with the range of associate portfolios. Mark Burton will be the Minister of Justice and responsible for the Law Commission. He'll also be Minister of Local Government and carry on with treaty negotiations and as Deputy Leader of the House. Ruth Dyson, who's been Associate Minister of Labour, will become the Minister of Labour. She carries on with her portfolios in ACC, senior citizens, disability, and as the Minister responsible for child, youth and family service. Chris Carter takes on housing and carries on as Minister of Conservation and Ethnic Affairs. Rick Barker has the non-police portfolios which were held by George Hawkins, Internal Affairs, Civil Defence, Veterans Affairs, and he will carry on as Minister for Courts. David Benson-Pope will be Minister for Social Development and Employment and Minister for the Environment. Leanne Dalziel will be Minister of Commerce, Minister for Small Business and Minister of Women's Affairs. Damien O'Connor becomes Minister of Corrections, Minister of Tourism, carries on with rural affairs and with the work he's done in the health portfolio. David Cunliffe will be Minister of Immigration, carry on as Minister of Communications and Information Technology, and he will be an Associate Minister for Economic Development, in which the technology and communications infrastructure issues are very important, and obviously the skills side of the immigration portfolio is very important too. David Parker will be Minister of Energy, Minister of Transport, Attorney General and Minister responsible for climate change issues. Nanaia Mahuta will take Customs, Youth Affairs and Associateships in Environment and Local Government. Clayton Cosgrove will be Minister for Building Issues and Statistics. He will work with Michael Cullen on the finance portfolio. He will work in justice in the commercial law area, and he will work in immigration doing the casework, which is the role Damien O'Connor's had for the last 3 years. Jim Sutton will continue as Minister for Trade Negotiations until the end of the year. Judith Tizard continues as is, but takes on the Archives and the National Library, which were previously with Marion Hobbs. Dover Samuels continues existing responsibilities, as does Mita Ruanui. Harry Dienhoven, also existing responsibilities. Winnie Laban comes in as a Minister outside Cabinet, a Minister for the Community and Voluntary Sector, with associate ministerial responsibilities. And Mahara Okoroa comes up from being an Undersecretary to being an Associate Minister. I should say that all names on your list underneath the name of the Honourable Jim Sutton are outside the Cabinet. We've already announced the Ministers from other parties with confidence and supply, and for the record I have listed the responsibilities for Winston Peters and Peter Dunn on the statement.